With the Tigers captain, Michael Shenton, what a great night down the lane.
It was, yeah, it was. It wasn't as free-flowing as what we'd have liked, I suppose. It wasn't our greatest performance, but the character we showed and to play for 80 minutes against the champions is pretty pleasing, and I think the kind of scenes at the end kind of showed what it meant to us and what this block of games and how we've kind of turned ourselves around with performances and the energy that we're showing is really great to see, and just the atmosphere has been great, so obviously big smiles all around.
First half, a bit scratchy, both teams still on the back of big performances last week, but the second half, what did Darryl say at half time to turn it up?
Well, I think you got it right the first bit. I think the energies were pretty low in the game. I think obviously last week, big two massive derbies, two great games right there. I mean, it took it out of both teams coming into a Thursday night game. It's always a bit different, but Darryl just said, look, he said exactly that. Look, you can see that it's a little bit of fatigue setting in there from both teams. If you bring more energy, you've got this in the bag, boys, and we turned it around for 8 points behind against St. Helens going to second half. If you've got to start well, because if they get the first try, it's kind of game over. But I think the character we're showing at the minute, it's pretty great.
And the beast is back. Good to have the big man back on the wing.
Oh, absolutely. Competition of place. I think Ashley Gibson's a bit hard done to, but when you've got two strike weapons like Carney and Solomona, I think they're the two best wingers in the competition. So for me, you've got him in your team, and he showed that with his first try. It's just no one else could have scored that.
And did you think when Saints had that scrum 60 seconds to go, you'd be down the other end and Ben would be kicking that field goal?
Well, no, but you've just got to be on your game, haven't you? You've got to expect anything. 60 minutes ago, there was a big break for Adam Swift's injury. So everyone was pretty fresh, to be honest, going in. It's a little bit, I think boys are stiffening up a little bit, but the energy was there. So, you know, with the talent we've got, we could have turned it around, and we defended our line great all night. A few little lapses and stuff cost us, but on the whole, our defence was great, and it kind of paid off for us. The big men did a great job at that scrum, pressuring Roby there, pushing the scrum, and it was a massive play. It was a game turner for us.
Always good to get one over an old club.
Oh, it's the first time, so I don't really think about that, to be honest. It's just us at the minute and what we're going about. It's all about us and beating a team like St. Helens, like I said before, the champions. It's a massive statement.
Asked Lynch this earlier, a week off, has it come at a good time or is it the wrong time with momentum?
Good time, I reckon. Off the back of that, I mean, it showed tonight we're a little bit. We didn't perform at the same level we did against Leeds. I mean, it was great character to get that win, but there's some bruises. We've got some great players coming back into it. Justin back in now and Boyce coming back. I think looking ahead, the squad's going to be looking pretty full and fit.
And there's that competition for places as well.
Well, that's what I mean, yeah, with a fully fit squad coming back into it. It's obviously Darryl's got a pretty tough job there, but everyone that's coming in is playing really well.
And the top four still on target?
Oh, absolutely. That's the target at the end of the day, but obviously it's one game at a time, so keep enjoying our rugby and keep this energy kind of style going.